The news you need from the people you trust. This is Winnipeg's Morning News on 680 CJOB.
646 minus 12. Brett McGarry in for Richard Cloutier along with Kathy Kennedy on Winnipeg's Morning News.
Brett, we've been talking about lineups around the city and some of the worst traffic tie-ups. Well, you know, when it comes to winter, it is the least wonderful time of the year for drivers. And of course, in this country, we see all too much of it. While the weather may have changed, our fast-paced lifestyles certainly haven't, and that can lead to problems on the road. So joining us is Benny Spadafora to talk about CarCost Canada's five smart tips on how to survive driving through bad weather. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good today. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Let's go through these five very crucial tips. Even though, I mean, it sounds common sense, but it's a good reminder as we get into some nasty driving weather. What's the first thing we should all be doing?
We should all slow down. The roads and conditions have changed. The weather out there is quite bad. You know, there's a lot of technology out there with snow tires that stop faster and all that sort of thing. But really, the most important thing is to slow down.
You talk about changing driving habits now. What do you mean by that?
Well, in the summertime, you know, it's sunny. We have a lot of confidence and that sort of thing. But again, it's changed. The weather has changed. Road conditions are quite different. It's a lot colder. Your vehicle handles a lot differently. And the weather is mixed with a whole bunch of different weather sort of changes in the sense that, you know, we have wet snow, we have hard snow, we have freezing, we have ice. So that's why you have to change and anticipate your drive and start to change before all that time. Because if you start changing when it's, it might be a little too late.
Benny Spadafora, it's Brett McGarry here. Here's the next one, and you can elaborate on this. Do you really need to go out?
That's right. You should always ask yourself, do you really need to go out? You know, especially in bad, you know, particularly in bad weather. Again, anticipation is, you know, very important. If you need to stock up on some supplies, do that beforehand. And that way you can, you know, if you don't really have to go out, you can stay home and stay off the road and help not only yourself, but also help those ones that do have to go out, whether, you know, their services are required by, stores or moving snow, that sort of thing.
Benny, you also say once you're out there, a couple of things to keep in mind.
That's right. Once you're out there, again, there's snow and heavy rain and all that sort of thing. So, make sure that you're aware of those road conditions. Stopping takes a lot longer. Make sure you're prepared if you do really have to go out there. Slow down again and make sure of your surroundings.
And finally, Benny, this last one here you're talking about is to say, lastly but not least, evaluate your vehicle.
That's right. So, you know, the summertime, you know, heat's a great destroyer of components. So take a look at your car. Make sure that it's ready for the winter and that it'll take you through the winter. Again, it's very important to do that. Take it with a very critical eye because it might be time to, you know, upgrade that vehicle. And before the winter time is a great time. Everyone sort of wants to wait till spring. But you may not get the spring if you don't take a look at your car and evaluate it properly.
Very good tips to keep in mind as we head into winter driving, some of which we experienced certainly on the weekend with some really bad, nasty road conditions. Benny Spadafora from CarCost Canada, thank you so much for joining us.